Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show as we look ahead to the start of the Africa Cup of Nations finals on the Ivory Coast, a hugely exciting time for our football on the continent. We will have five Kosafa nations at the finals and get to hear from some of them later on in the show as they dream of glory and lifting the top prize in Africa. But let's kick off with Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce, who caught up with the media before his team's departure to West Africa.
Afternoon, first of all. I don't know whether we want us to get to the hard questions yet or phase you into it, but maybe let's phase you into it. How's the wineless been treating you?
The facilities and here, certainly also the pitch and the facilities we have in the university are very good, so we can't, there's nothing to complain. We can't ask more than that, except maybe a little bit less warmer. It should be better, but okay. It's also good preparation for Ivory Coast because in Karoho it's 30, 35 degrees. So we will be used to when we go to Ivory Coast.
Anyone else?
Well, Coach, how has the squad been over these couple of days?
Good, but I feared a little bit that we should have the same thing than in November. Team that was exhausted, that was mentally and physically exhausted. So it's not the same, but still we have to take care that we are not doing too much, certainly not with this temperature. And the 4 days, the guys had off, has been good, but not enough, that's for sure. And I said it already last year in May in my letter to PSL, but okay, you know the story. For them, there are other things who are more important than the national team, and I can't understand that. And if you see that in December, they answered the letter, and they start with, "We support Bafana Bafana and the coach," then I have to laugh. Then I have to laugh, because when you do that, you stop the competition on the 24th of December. But okay, enough talking about that now. It is what it is. And we will adapt and see that the guys will be fresh on the 16th when we play our first game.
Coach, you won this tournament in 2017. Have you brought much of that methodology? It's a different squad of players, of course, into what you're doing now, or is this for you a completely blank slate and start again?
But it's not complete blank, but the other side is not that easy to take everything from 2017 to here and said, okay, now the things will go. But certainly for me as a European, it was a very good experience to be there 6 years ago, to train already an African team. So you know the culture, you know, because in the beginning I had big problems there. Because I had the European mentality, and also for me it was a little bit adapt to the African. And I had, not with the players, but I had here the same problems with some people, because I'm rather straight in some things, and they don't like it, but okay, it is what it is. But again, to answer your question, I think it was for me a very good experience to know what I have to do now. It's totally different, really totally different than Europe, and now talking about Afghan. For me, it was a fantastic experience because we won it, but also to know how intense that tournament is. It's unbelievable. So all those teams who are there, they are 500% motivated, and therefore again the group stages, when you compare, are maybe the most difficult thing to do, to pass that group stage, because even the weakest team in your group can win against you because you are so motivated that everybody wants to show something. And that was for me that experience I have now, and I will talk about it to the players, that what's coming, it's really tough. It's really tough. But at the other side, I believe in the players who are here. I know their qualities, and they showed it already before. When we think about the game against Morocco, when you think about the game in Ivory Coast. So that is South Africa. Let's hope that we can achieve that level again. And then it's possible, even we are with Mali and Tunisia and Namibia. Right? Don't underestimate Namibia. It's not the biggest team of Africa, but it's a difficult team. But if we have our level that we showed already in the past, then it's possible to go through the group stages.
Coach, as an international coach, are you looking forward to the tournament environment? You know, normally after a game, your team leaves, you don't see them for a month. Now you're going to have a month-long period almost.
This is a better circumstance than what you said. You have your team, you have 10 days together, and then bye-bye. And 2 months later, or 2 months, 3 months later in some situation, you see them back. So now you have them from the first day, every day, 24 hours. You have them, you see them, you can talk with them, you can train with them. So it's totally different. And it's also for me, I enjoy that because now you're every day working with them and you know where you're working to. This is AFCON. We play our first game. You know what is coming. So you can work to that moment, to those games. And for me, I enjoy it more. Things like that, than when every month you have a game, a qualification, and then they are gone, and then they come back, and so it's yeah. I enjoy this what I'm doing now.
I think the big one, coach, should be how you delighted that you were able to find, whether it's perfect or not, the agreement between the players and the association, what they have earned. Are you delighted that at least you could get?
You know, 2 months or 3 months ago, the everybody said, there is again a discussion between players and SAFA about bonuses. I'm so long in football. Every time you have to discuss bonuses, there's a problem. The one who has to give it wants to give as less as possible, and the one who receives it wants to have as much as possible. But at the end, there is always an agreement. Always. Yes. And you see what happens here. So at that moment, it was a little bit annoying. Players were not happy because they were not paid, and I understand that. But I told them also, you can do only one of these performances. Then you go on the table and you're the strongest party. And they did it. They won against Congo. We did a very good game in Ivory Coast. So they did what they had to do. And then automatically they let a little bit behind them and the other one gives a little bit more. And it's never a very big problem. But it's every time a problem. And it's not only in national teams. I had the same experience when I was coach and player for the club. This is normal, and I wasn't really, for me, it wasn't really a problem at that moment. It was just a little bit annoying that happened.
Striker Percy Tau, with the weight of expectation on his shoulders, is arguably Bafana Bafana's most accomplished player in the Ivory Coast, and certainly their most likely source of goals.
Have you been enjoying this camp?
I'm good, enjoying being Cape Town again. Last time I was there, I think, was 5-6 years ago. So yeah, but it's nice to be back in Kapa.
And how's the camp going? And how have things been going with the team?
I've been preparing well. We are confident with the way we've been doing things. Still early days though, but everyone is confident about the tournament that we're going to go into. And now we are looking forward to the tournament. We just have to try and train hard and stay injury free.
You're one of three guys who've been to an AFCON before.
Yeah.
Have you, Temba and Ronwin, been sharing stories?
Not yet. The only thing that we say to them is it's going to be difficult. It's going to be easy. So, but then that's all that we've told them at the moment. Of course, when we get to Ivory Coast, there will be more meetings about us being there and then also the teams we're going to face.
Otherwise, before that, maybe 2 years ago when everything started, qualification and all that, Bafana were just that team that are they first going to make it? Yeah? You made it. I think I've been reading a lot. A lot of insights have been shared with everybody. Everybody's starting to say you guys are the outside team that has a real chance of actually getting to the championship podium. How does that make you feel knowing you've just jumped in 6 months? You've jumped from a team that was just assumed to be just participating. And now, you know, you've even put your heads on the block saying we want 7 meter for winning.
Look, it's always difficult for us to satisfy the public. But we've always wanted to be a team that will always try and compete. So even the last time when I went to Egypt with the AFCON, we wanted to compete and try our best to go all the way. So that has not changed even now. But anyhow, people sometimes have a different opinion about the process that we are in, because now they say that based on us missing out the last time. We understand that, but we want to go all the way.
Certainly, Percy is one of the more experienced attacking players in the squad. Does that put a little bit more pressure on you, do you think?
No, not at all. I think we all share the same responsibilities. And then I've been here for some time, but when I was here also, and I was my first few caps, the other guys also shared the knowledge that they had, so it helped me also. So I'm also trying to do the same and to say they also have a part to play, but I also have a part to play.
Percy, just in terms of the memorandum of understanding he signed yesterday, do you sort of relieved? Because I'm sure that most of the players in the team were looking at leaders like you to go negotiate on their behalf. A bit sort of no pressure now, because that is done, it's out of the way.
Yeah, look, we are happy that we are able to finalize everything. I don't think the money was the only issue. There were other issues that we had to sort out, and we are happy that everything was sorted out. And now we just want to focus on football right now.
Can you take a lot of positivity into this one, going in as the CAF, holding a CAF award? Tapelo Maseko also has a CAF award. Yeah. Nice going into a tournament where people are going to be watching you.
Yeah, it is nice, man. We still have to do the work. I think everything else will be nice when we start the work against Mali and we keep on going. So yeah, we'll just try and put everything aside and just try and get a good result on the first game.
How much are you looking forward to face your teammate, Ali Diong?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to face Diong and Malul. But then hopefully I'll be smiling after the game.
How good are you against them in training?
Yeah. I'm the same. I'm always the same guy. So I'll challenge them, of course. I'll challenge them. And I know they're also trying to do the same. But then, like I said, I've got confidence in the guys and they'll help me so that I can smile after the game.
Percy, the two strikers that were assumed to be leading the line with you are not going to be here. So obviously, naturally, as one of the more experienced players and goal scorers, everything will lean on you. And Bafana, when they do participate, the number nines always produce, you know? We had some legends who've gone through it. Now that everything's on you and Lebu and Lyle are not around, you know, have you thought about how you're going to navigate? Are you going to take everything on your shoulders? Who do you want to partner? I mean, you don't have to tell us in detail, but how are you going to navigate without those two guys?
And look, it's sad that we don't have the other players, but then I think also it was a decision of the coach. I don't know, also some other circumstances that came up. But then we are confident with the group that we have. Of course, I'm one of the senior guys, and I'll try and see with the training how we can form partnerships with the guys. But then, like I said, the responsibility is not solely on me. I think the guys also have to come to play. And I also try and put in a good work for myself to help the team. But then I'm confident the guys don't help me.
Coach Avram Grant was reasonably pleased with Zambia's 1-1 draw against a strong Cameroon side in their final warm-up game this week, and gave his thoughts after the match.
I think the game was good for us. Very tough game. They play very aggressive. I think it's good for us. And we also give them our time. I was happy from the boys. They was fighting. They gave everything. And we could win in the end because we made some good attacking. But the result is less important here. It's about the performance. We have a good bunch of players that want to give everything for them and for the country. And I'm happy for them. Since we started training, we have 5 days. I wish I had more, but if you see the training, we train very, very hard because the profile of the teams, a few of the players are not playing. So we need as many training as we can, and we use it. Jamie did a good job. Moses, everybody did a good job. And I think now they're in a better shape than they started. And of course, they will be better because we have 1 week more to prepare. We cannot put so much effort about the physical side now because they work very hard. And this is the reason that the player didn't play, except Tandy, that he didn't play in the league. Long time, nobody played 90 minutes. We try to manage the minutes. And we do everything to be ready on the 17th. The players, the attitude of the players are very good. It's very good. They're giving everything. The trainings are very nice. All the training, they have a good team. We did a lot of development in the last year, really a lot of development by on the pitch and off the pitch by the players, and I'm very happy. We have still gap to go, but now we have Africa, so we'll concentrate about Africa. I like them. I like the fans. One of the reasons that we are here is because of them. against Lesotho, against Ivory Coast. It was amazing and they helped us a lot. I wish they can come to Ivory Coast. I'd be happy if they will come. But we will do everything that they will be happy. It's not easy. We have a very tough group, very, very tough group. And we have problems, but part of life is problem, and we try to fix it until the first game. Yes, yes, of course, we are doing. We have a good analyze. We have Shachar, we have Elias. Pity we missed Ohad, who was with us since day one. But he's also helped us from distance. And we have, I can show you one thing, we will know everything about our opponents. Oh, they're very nice. Very, very nice. The Saudi Arabia, the hospitality in Taif was fantastic. Here, fantastic. They are doing everything that we feel good. Very, very nice people. It's my first time in the country. Even I was invited like 10 times, there's always something happened. And I can say to him through you, thank you very much about the very nice hospitality.
Former Namibia, Malawi and Zimbabwe coach Tom Saintfiet is no stranger to Southern Africa, but now leads Tiny Gambia at a second successive Africa Cup of Nations finals. They have a tough pool, but he is ready to take them to the knockout rounds again.
Except maybe of Zimbabwe, we can't negative. Actually, sometimes just sometimes happen some strange things. What reason sometimes I left. But I everything helped me to develop to be the coach now. But 2008, I started my journey with Namibia national team, and that's actually for me a very special moment because I had always ambition. Even when I was 26 years old, I even applied for the Zimbabwe job. I was already coaching in Belgium, and I applied to have a fax. I still have that first fax I sent. So for me, getting that opportunity when in 2008 with Namibia was crucial. A fantastic experience there. I left because I wanted more. I went to Zimbabwe. That there was a short, but I think I'm the only coach who never lost to Zimbabwe, but I never played the game. And then the only problem was that I had some short stints because the country had no money. 5 months with Ethiopia. I finished there, did great results, had fantastic changed a little bit the fortunes there. 3 months with Malawi, very good working relationship with the president there, but didn't get the result I wanted. And Togo, naturally, in Africa, staying first. Also very good results on the way to qualify them for 2000 Africa, and had some political reason they asked me to leave. Yeah, the best sportive and the way I can work with the board, but also the experiences in Malta, Yemen, Bangladesh, and Trinidad and Tobago created me to the coach I am right now. So I'm very happy with all of them, and I think as a coach, you're always developing, always growing. If you're 50 years old, and every different federation made me consider of becoming a better and a stronger coach, learning from mistakes, learning how the federation or national team has to be. So I'll be pleased with every past.
And if you look back on Cameroon 2 years ago, what is there anything that you can put your finger on that was decisive in what was a big giant killing performance from your team?
Yeah, when in July 2018, when I signed with Gambia, was really unknown and not really as a football country I respected. They were 172 in the world and they had not won a competitive match for 5 years before my arrival. Their last competitive win was instantaneous. 2013, I came for a reason. I didn't come to get a job. My first salary was the smallest salary I ever signed for, and it was not because I was desperate. It was because in the Gambia, which players were available. Some players were even never selected in the national team, and I knew I had made analysis of the team, and I knew really about them. When I arrived, I said clearly to president and vice president, I'm here to qualify them, and they said, whoa, let's try to win a match. So it's a build, first of all, the quality there. Secondly, I never got so well to my federation. The support from the president, team manager, the whole staff was crucial in that. We work as a team, we work as friends, and they give me the freedom to do my job. I have a top team manager in it. So the process of getting successful in Cameroon started by being there like many smaller nations. I made presentations, videos about the success of Denmark in 92, about the Greece success in 2004. and 2012 the Zambia success. So we made really feels about small nations being successful and making surprises. So I think that was already important for us that we didn't start as we are heavy. But that we also started with intention to achieve something, and we dreamt about staying as long as possible there. And naturally, we had built our giant killing strategy already before by beating Mali. Well, Mali was afterwards by beating Morocco, by drawing with Algeria. So our intention was clear. We are not here. We are not happy to be here. We are only happy if we stay as long as possible here and are successful. And I think that was the strength of the team.
Okay.
I have to say, when we got kicked out by Cameroon, everyone was talking about how good we were. And everyone of us was crying because we were kicked out. We were not happy to be kicked out in quarterfinal. How ridiculous that is for a country never qualified playing Cameroon. It took me 2 weeks before I could look back and be happy with we reached the quarterfinal. We were all frustrated we were kicked out, even because the host Cameroon and both dying. That showed the mentality we had.
Right. And last one, let me ask you is, Cameroon, Senegal, people would see that as a really tough group. Do you see that as a, sort of a delicious buffet?
Yeah, it's a group of that, many people say, but there's also, because we are there, it's a group of that. I think Senegal, Cameroon, and Guinea are top countries, 20th, 46th, and 18th in the world, but they are also not happy to play against the Gambia. Gambia is not an easy opponent. We are the clear underdog, and it will be, in my eyes, more difficult than 2 years ago to get to the second round, but our intention is still to stay as long as possible. We are realistic that it's more difficult. I think the opponents are, on paper, stronger, but we will do everything. We are well prepared. I'm quite satisfied with the group we are having here. And we're going to do everything. And the Senegal game makes it extra special. I'm 5.5 years Gambia coach. Everyone asks me, when do we play the Gambia? When we play Senegal. And now we can play the African champions, the opening game of AFCON 2023-24. That makes it very unique. So we will be ready for it, but I'm aware that it will be more tough to repeat what we did 2 years ago.
Namibia coach Colin Benjamin led his team to a goalless draw with Ghana this week as they look to show their progression at these Cup of Nations finals. He assesses that game and more.
With a lot of brilliance individually, but equally I would say my team did a very, very good game. They did it as a collective, a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of conviction. And I'm just proud of the team. The first half, I think we created really, really good chances that we could even go 2-0 in front. But those boys, that Prince, he has to learn that if he comes in that 16, he has to kill it. And these are the lessons that we learned from it. I think second half also the tempo, Ghana took it even further. But I think we contained them. And the 2-3 chances that we also had, that makes me just being proud to be the coach of this team.
Right.
My team has character. My team has willpower. My team is hungry. And a hungry man is an angry man.
Yes.
Yes, of course, these chances at this level, especially against a very good team like Ghana, they come rare on this level. And I think for us, it's a plus. And it gives us hope if we are able to create these chances. I think our boys with their quickness, the one against one situations, two against one situation, playing it out and just coming to the box and not really killing it. That also tells you that, we have work to do. But in the first instance, I'm really proud that we could create these chances against a very good team with a good support here in Kumasi. Ghana, the Black Stars, they are a household on the continent. Very good team, they have a rich history. They are always favorites at the AFCON. This is a good a match that they played against an hungry team, equally a team that wants to succeed. So it was difficult for them, but I think, and we all know that the Black Stars are forced to be reckoned with on this continent. I wish them all the best, just like any other team. And what is our target? Yeah. We want to do better than what we did last time. We want to make our nation proud. We don't only play for ourselves. We play because we are brave warriors. Nobody gives us chances. We take the chances, and we want to make Namibia proud.